Hi there, I'm Natalie Silverstein. I'm an author, a speaker, a mom of two teens and one emerging adult, and a passionate advocate for family and youth service. While I was researching my second book, Simple Acts, The Busy Teen's Guide to Making a Difference, I learned about so many big-hearted tweens and teens who are volunteering, fundraising, starting nonprofits, and becoming social entrepreneurs and activists. I wanted to hear their stories, and I wanted to celebrate them and share them with the world so that everyone can be as inspired as I am. I hope that after listening to these short episodes, you'll go out into your community and share your light, your talents, gifts, and strengths to help others. Because the truth is, every person can make a big impact, one simple act at a time. Since I launched this podcast, I've had the privilege and joy of interviewing teens from all over the country, and even one young lady from Dubai. But I found this week's guest a little closer to home. Natalia R. is a dear friend of my daughter's. They take dance and musical theater together several days a week. Recently, I was chatting with Natalia, and she mentioned that she was on her way to volunteer with the elderly, and that she had created a website to help teens whose family members have been diagnosed with dementia. Of course, I immediately invited her to join me on the podcast. Welcome back, everybody. I'm excited to introduce you to my friend, Natalia. Hey, Natalia, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks so much for spending some time with me today. I was so excited to learn that you do some really interesting volunteer work, and I wanted to share it with my audience. Full disclosure, Natalia is a dear friend of my daughter's, but that's the great part about this work is that there are so many teens here in New York and everywhere doing amazing volunteer work, and I wanted to hear more about her story. So why don't you introduce yourself to our listeners, tell us all about how old you are, where you go to school, and the work that you like to do.
Okay, so hi, I'm Natalia Rosania. I'm 17. I actually just turned 17, and I'm a junior. I'm a junior at the Common of the Sacred Heart in New York City, and I created this website called A Teen's Guide to Dementia because back when I was, I believe, 14, it was in 2021. We were in Florida for spring break, and my dad had just recently heard that his mom, so my grandma, was diagnosed with dementia. So, you know, it was a very difficult time for my family, and it was also very isolating for me because I felt as though, like, I wasn't able to talk to my parents about, like, what I was feeling and what I was going through because I didn't want to feel like a burden to them because obviously they had so many other commitments with my grandma. Over the summer, this past summer, I started research on like what, how the diagnosis of dementia or Alzheimer's or like other neurocognitive diseases can kind of impact the people in that are closely related to the person that's just been diagnosed. And then I took that research and I made my website, A Teen's Guide to Dementia. And yeah, we're doing a lot. We're going to create a panel discussion that you can sign up for. And yeah, we're going to talk about, just give everyone some questions. And we also have a WhatsApp group chat that we have going on, and I send little like prompts every week. So yeah,
that's amazing. You know, what I love about this is that, you know, this really difficult diagnosis happened. And you rightly pointed out that your parents, particularly your dad, was dealing with his mom and all of the challenges that come with this sort of diagnosis and the care that she needed and setting things up for her and dealing with his own feelings and emotions around it, right? So you as the grandchild, you know, I think people sort of forget that kids and teens have a lot of questions and concerns. And they're not the first people that get considered in terms of really answering questions and sharing information. I love that teens can talk to each other about their experience with a family member who is dealing with this really, really challenging diagnosis. Tell us a little bit more. I think you mentioned to me that you do some volunteer work yourself. Your grandmother doesn't live here locally, right? Is she in Florida?
No, so she lives in Hartford, Connecticut at some nursing home.
A facility, right. Do you do some volunteer work yourself on the weekends with the elderly? So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so I volunteer every Saturday morning at the Watermark Home over in Brooklyn Heights. And it's a really great place. It's, oh my gosh, it's beautiful inside. It's like amazing. And yeah, so I normally work with the Alzheimer's and dementia like care unit, but on some days I'll do like different activities with the other residents in the home. They're in the more like retirement side of it rather than the like assisted living side. But it's really nice. It's like really interesting to like form these different connections with people that like I would have never known before. Like one of the people that lives there, she was some like professor at the University of Virginia, which I was looking at. And, you know, we just like, I was just talking to her about the University of Virginia, which was so interesting because I would have never like, that would have never happened if I hadn't gone.
Right. And, you know, the truth is that I'm a huge believer in intergenerational volunteering. I think the elderly have so much to teach young people, and you have so much to teach them, and they get so much joy and energy from you and vice versa. First of all, I just want to commend you for your ability to go there on a regular basis and to connect with these folks who may or may not remember you from last time, who may not be able to hold a thought or a sentence or a conversation because they're dealing with this, you know, neurocognitive condition, which really makes conversation hard, and memory, remembering facts and the ability to really have a meaningful conversation, but just the patience that requires and the kindness and just slowing down. I think your generation and mine are so, we're on our phones and we expect instant gratification. Having a conversation with a person with dementia and Alzheimer's really requires you to slow down a little and to give them some time to come up with their thoughts, you know. And so I really just want to say that it's a wonderful quality that you have to be able to sit with folks and listen to them. I think that will serve you well a lot in your life. And you're also learning a little bit about what your grandma is going through, right? You're not with her all the time. And I'm sure that the volunteer work that you're doing is providing you with some insight into what she's dealing with on an ongoing basis. You mentioned the what's app and providing this information for other teens. How are you connecting with teens? What's your sort of vision or plan on getting your website and, you know, the WhatsApp and all of these other opportunities for folks to, for teens to learn? How are you going to promote this? How are you going to get it out into the world?
Yeah. So I have, as I said, my website. And then yes, the group chat on WhatsApp. Basically like sometimes it's in the beginning, I noticed this more. It was like harder for people to like start conversations because it's obviously like you've never like formally met any of these people. They're just like on your phone with you, like talking to you about like dementia. But I do these things called TLC Tuesdays. So every Tuesday I'll send a little prompt and it'll be like, oh, like what was, it doesn't necessarily have to be about like your grandparent or whoever you have that's going through dementia or Alzheimer's. It doesn't have to relate to that. Sometimes I'll just be like, what was one highlight in your day today? What's one thing you're looking forward to in for the weekend or something like that, just to like start conversation. Cause it can be a little awkward at first when people don't like, people don't want to like be like, oh yeah, so like my grandma did this, like yeah. So
right, but how are you getting that to teens who are experiencing this issue? Is it sort of word of mouth?
Yeah, so on my website you can sign up to be on the group chat, and then I also have an Instagram that I'll like post on the story sometimes, like, oh, sign up to be in my WhatsApp group. Or like after each post in the little description, there's a place that you can sign up, or you can just like DM me if you want to be in it.
Right, right. I bet if you went both to Watermark and to other facilities like that, and you put a little sign up in the, you know, the lobby where the visitors come through, you know, as young people come to visit their grandparents, they might see that. And that might be a way to sort of promote this to other folks. I think word of mouth is a big thing also, right? You talk to other teens and they say, oh, my grandma, this grandparent is experiencing the same thing. And they would join you as well. I mean, I think it's really important also to destigmatize all of this, right? Some people don't want to share that their family is going through this really challenging thing. And as you pointed out early on in the storytelling here, this is really isolating And it seems like a lonely thing. It seems like you're the only one going through it. But to be able to connect to other teens who are going through it, I think is so, so important. What are your thoughts about keeping this going? You're a junior in high school, so you'll be a senior. You'll go off to college. Like, what are you thinking about in terms of how this is sustainable?
Yeah. So like when I'm a senior next year and like in October, I know I'm going to do the Walk to End Alzheimer's. It's through the Alzheimer's Association. But like, obviously when I go off to college, I'm not going to be able to do that because I'm going to be in college. But I want to see if it's still an opportunity to like keep that going at my school. So like other people can still be involved in it, even though I'm not there. And then in terms of like things that I'm going to do, we, at the beginning of the next school year, I'm collaborating with another teen who has, a website. It is called Neuro Resilience, and we're collaborating and doing like, a panel discussion, which you can also sign up for that I put on my Instagram. And yeah, you can sign up for it. And we just like talk about like what's going on, like what you're feeling, all these feelings are normal. Like, yeah, just talking about everything.
Right. And will you have any experts on there, any adults, maybe clinicians to talk about like really what's happening with dementia and how that might look in the future? I bet some of it is fear also about how is this going to progress and things like that. I bet if you had someone on the panel who could give some, you know, real medical information about what's going on, that would probably be really helpful too. Are you thinking about that as well?
Yeah. So I was actually talking with my mentor, because I have someone that's helping me with everything, because obviously I'm very new to this. And so I've been like reaching out to different companies and like associations, like for example, like the Alzheimer's Association. I know also the Dementia Society. So we're going to see if we can get like maybe one or two people that would be willing to hop on the panel and just like give a little description or like give some advice or something like that.
And in the panel, are you thinking it'll be a live discussion? So if someone has a question, they can put it into the chat or something like that?
Yeah, we definitely did want it to be live because we were thinking about just like sending out a video to everyone. But that also just doesn't feel like very like natural. It just feels like kind of staged. And, you know, like when you're going through something like this, that feels so like almost isolating and like makes you feel so lonely. Like it's, even though we're on the screen, it still like provides that connection with someone, which we really wanted to give to people.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think we're all used to this virtual environment. You know, you and I are looking at each other over a screen right now. We still feel connected to each other. And I agree. I think that the ability to ask a question and be vulnerable in that space and to get an answer from either a peer or from an expert is really super valuable. Well, Natalia, I'm really proud of you. I think that this is special and important work. I think that when young people have a parent or a grandparent who is diagnosed with something really scary. As you pointed out, it can be lonely and anxiety provoking and all of these things. And you're already as a teenager dealing with so much that I think providing an opportunity for teens to connect and to share their feelings and their worries and to get really valid information instead of, you know, kind of letting their heads spin is so, so important. And also it's just showing a lot of love and compassion for a person that you love in your life. And I know that your grandmother would be very, very proud of you to know that you're doing this work. So why don't you tell us where folks can learn more, the name of your website again, and your Instagram, and I'll point everybody to that and put it in the show notes.
Okay. So my website is called A Teen's Guide to Dementia.
.com. Is that .com?
Yes. .com. .com. Yes. And then my Instagram is the same thing, except it's just Teen's Guide to Dementia, all lowercase and no spaces.
Well, Natalia, I am wishing you the best of luck in all things in your college process and in this really beautiful work. I'm excited to share your story with everybody. I'm sure I'm going to see you later at my house.
Yes.
So wonderful to hear this. Thank you for doing this really, really important work. I appreciate it. Thanks for sharing it with us.
Yeah, of course. Thank you so much for having me.
pleasure. Thanks so much for listening. If you were inspired by what you heard today, please follow, rate, and review. These things really matter. And if you know a tween or a teen who is doing great things in his, her, or their community, send them my way. I'd love to meet them and share their stories with a world that could really use a dose of inspiration right about now. You can get in touch with me through my website, simpleactsguide.com. Until next time, remember to keep eyes, ears, hearts, and minds open to the needs of others, and always be kind.